This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Landslide leaves two people dead and three injured in Baitadi. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat says monetary policy stimulates the economy. And 11 people die as roof collapses on girls' volleyball team in China. Now the news in detail. Two members of the same family died when a landslide buried their home in the Baitadi district. Chief of District Police Office Baitadi, DSP Prem Bahadur Sahi said the deceased have been identified as Anju Jagari of Purchaudi Municipality 2 Bhairi Toll and her 4-year-old son Rizan Jagari. The landslide that occurred above the home at 3 this morning buried them to death. Likewise, the search for a child who went missing after being swept away by the flood in Samakhusi, Kathmandu is underway. A 13-year-old Sazan Magar who went missing on Sunday evening in the Samakhusi River in Ranibari, Kathmandu Metropolitan City 3 was swept away by the flood. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Kathmandu Valley Police Office Anil Adhikari said the search for the child is underway. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda, who is currently on a visit to Italy, is scheduled to address the official opening session of the United Nations Food Systems Summit today. Likewise, Prime Minister Dahal is to hold a bilateral meeting with his Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres today. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat has said the monetary policy for the current fiscal year will help stimulate the economy. Addressing a press conference organized today in Butwal by Nepal Press Union Rupandehi, the Finance Minister added that investment would increase with the reduction in the interest rate and these would lead to an increase in employment. He reiterated that there is no situation for despondency as the government has moved forward by making development its major priority, expressing the confidence that the economic sector will take a reform trajectory once the capital expenditure is increased. CPNUML Chair KP Sharma Oli, who is currently in Cambodia for observing its 7th general election, paid separate courtesy calls on former President of Sri Lanka Maithripala Sirisena and former President of Nigeria Goodluck Jonathan. Prior to this, Oli also held a meeting with former Prime Minister of Pakistan Yusuf Raza Gilani. Oli, who left for Cambodia on July 18, is scheduled to return home today. The Centre Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress is taking place today as well at the party's centre office in Sanipa. In today's meeting, party's President Sir Bahadur Deuva and General Secretaries Biswaprakash Sharma and Gagan Thapa are scheduled to address the opinions and queries of Centre Working Committee members on various issues. At least 117 wild animals were found dead in Chitwan National Park in the last fiscal year. Different 17 types of wildlife were found dead in the National Park and Madhyavarti Community Forest. Information officer at Chitwan National Park, Ganesh Prasad Tiwari, said the majority of the wildlife was found dead due to natural reasons. As many as 80 animals died due to natural causes, while 26 animals died after a dog bite. According to the Chitwan National Park data, a total of 142 wild animals were rescued during the period. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 11 people have died after the roof of a school gymnasium in northeast China collapsed while it was being used by a girls' volleyball team. State media reports many of the victims are children, eyewitnesses tell local media, although this is yet to be officially confirmed. Only 8 of the 19 people who were also inside the gym in the industrial province of Heilongjiang survived. A preliminary investigation found that perlite, a form of volcanic glass, had been illegally piled on the roof, soaking up rainwater, which caused the collapse at 3 local time. Parents questioned school officials, saying there had been a lack of proper communication on the rescue effort, which stretched until this morning. Russia has accused Ukraine of being behind a drone attack that damaged at least two buildings in the capital, Moscow, early this morning. The Russian Defense Ministry said two drones were suppressed and crashed, adding that there were no casualties. Russia's state-owned TASS news agency reported that one drone fell close to the Defense Ministry. Ukrainian officials are yet to comment, but they rarely claim responsibility for attacks inside Russia. But state news agencies reported that some drone fragments were found just 2 kilometers away from the Defense Ministry's buildings. Moscow has accused Ukraine of a host of drone attacks on its territory in recent months. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed retaliation for the attack. New Zealand's Justice Minister has resigned with immediate effect after failing an alcohol breath test in the wake of a car crash. 39-year-old Kiri Alan was charged with careless driving and resisting arrest. She is the fourth minister for Prime Minister Chris Hipkins' cabinet to leave since March ahead of an election in October. No casualties were reported from the crash, which took place in Wellington on Sunday night local time. Following her arrest, the former minister was detained at a police station for 4 hours before being released. She is due to appear in court at a later date. Alan, who was also Minister for Regional Development, Conservation and Emergency Management, had recently taken time off due to personal difficulties, only returning to work last Monday. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of coastal province and hilly regions of the rest of the country, and traces to light rain in a few parts of Torai regions of the rest of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the coastal province, Bagmati province and Gondaki province today. Tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudarpasam province, and at a few places in the rest of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Gandaki province and Sudarpasam province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Landslide leaves 2 people dead and 3 injured in Baitadi. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat says monetary policy stimulates the economy. And 11 people die as roof collapses on girls' volleyball team in China. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.